Vavasra chapter 1 Mishnah 6, Ein Chulkin is a chetzer, where a courtyard is not partitioned, ad she arba amos leze va arba amos leze, unless there will be left over after they partitioned it 4 square amos, which is about 2 square meters for this one and 2 square meters for that one. And what this means is that the owners of this joint courtyard can't compel each other to divide up the courtyard unless there'll be at least 2 square meters, which is 4 square amas, left over for each one of them. And says the Mishnah v'lo es asade, and also a field, ad sheba tisha kabin lezeh v'tisha kabin lezeh. You can't, the joint owners of a field can't force each other to divide up the field unless there will be 9 kavs for this one and 9 kavs for this one, which is about 3,750 square amas. That's quite a big amount. So that's 3,750 square amas. If they can each have that amount, then that will be, then they'll be able to force each other to split up the field. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he has a different opinion. He says, Ad sheba tisha unless there are 9 half cubs for this one and 9 half cubs for that one. And what that means is that 9 half cubs means 4.5 cubs, right? Because 9 half cubs is 4.5. And that's his opinion. So it's interesting because the Gemara learns that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't differ from the first Tana who said 9. He says 4.5. The first opinion said 9. It's just that where he lived, the land was so fertile that in 4.5 you could get the same amount of produce as you could get in 9 in another place, right? So it's very fertile land, and therefore he held that you needed less land and then you could split it up. But essentially he does agree with the first opinion in other places where the land is not so fertile. And a garden, there has to be half a cub for this one and half a cub for that one, and then they can compel each other to split up the garden. And half a cub is about 208 square amas approximately. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says base raiva. He says Rabbi Akiva quarter cub, and that's a different amount. So that's 104 square amas. So that's how what Rabbi Akiva would hold, which is that's half the amount of the first opinion. Voloes ha-traklin, voloes ha-moiran, and also the joint owners of a hall, they can't force one another to divide up the hall, we'll see now, nor a compartment, which some interpret to mean a small tower in a garden. Voloes ha-shevach, and a dove coat, voloes ha-talis, and a garment, a wide outer garment that they would wrap themselves in. Voloes ha-merchatz, or a bathhouse. And also an olive press. So all of these things, all of these examples that the Mishnah brought, you can't divide them up if they're jointly owned. The owners can't compel one another to divide them up unless they can be divided up properly so that there'll be enough for this one and enough for that one. And they'll each have an article that still bears its kind of original character. Zeh HaKlal, says the Mishnah, this is a principle, Kol Shechela Kushmo Alav Cholkin, anything which can be divided up and still retains its name, still retains its character, then joint owners can force one another to divide it up. Vimlav, but if not, Ein Cholkin, then they cannot force one another to divide it up. A masa, and when is this so? Bizman she'ein shneim roitzim. This is when they do not both agree. I will bizman she'shneim roitzim, but if they do both agree, afilu b'pachos mikan yachal loiku. Then obviously if they both agree, they could split it up. And that would be a division which would be, obviously to their, because they both agree with it. And then says the Mishnah finishes off, for Kisva Kodesh, holy scriptures, Afal Pishi Shnaim Roitzim, even if they do both agree, Lo Yach Loki, they can't divide up holy scriptures. And that the reason being because it's disrespectful to cut up the holy scriptures when they're all bound together. And so there one wouldn't be able to divide it up, even if both owners agree that they want to divide it up.